No more kissing China's ass.
China's actually a free and loving country.
I'm out.
Wait, wait, Tally, come on, I need you.
I'm never working for a company that's regulated by a communist government.
Okay, okay. No more selling to the Chinese.
Say f*** the Chinese government.
Chinese.
I didn't hear you.
F*** the Chinese government, there.
Did you write that?
Civil war is kind of
we might actually and we'll get smoked because none of us have guns because that's our whole stance is we're against guns.
God, the Parkland kids have been bringing us down from the inside.
The Parkland kids are fucking
just kidding.
That's funny.
I would die unarmed with the Parkland kids before I would ever
defend myself
alongside I don't know who's like the grossest one right now that I don't like.
The grossest.
Like anybody, I guess.
Bitch McButthole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard that guy. Are you talking about Mitch McConnell? Is that what you're trying to reference?
Bitch McButthole. Yeah. Yeah. More like it.
That guy.
Yeah. No, I mean, here's the thing. I need a gun eventually because that's my failsafe.
Right,
you know?
Right. Oh, you mean you need one to kill yourself?
Yeah. Like when things get crazy, I need to have an out.
All right. Okay. The more we say it, the more I kind of. I'm like,
should we actually not
be condoning your strange suicidal behavior?
No,
there were quite a bit of cries for help along the way.
I know.
We just ignored.
We didn't just ignore it.
We absolutely lambasted publicly over our podcast.
You're so silly, Doug.
No, and I don't want to like treat suicide lightly. I don't mean that, but I do.
Well,
like
then
I am a coward.
Do it every week.
I know, but I'm. Here's the reason why I do it. I'm a coward and won't.
No, I don't.
I won't fight the zombie wars. Like I got. Yeah. I can't. I'm not gonna be good at it.
I'm also personally afraid of ever feeling like suicide is a good option. That's like one of my big fears. Is because it feels like that is the sign of true giving up.
The saddest sadness. Yeah, that's like the
which I don't
want
to.
Worst thing.
I don't want to. Yeah. So.
No.
Light pod. We are not a suicide.
We are not.
Not a suicide pod.
Nor a political pod.
No,
well, you know, ironically, that's I mean, I guess one could say that what the topic is today. This is Did You Read It, by the way, weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boots.
My free day.
And we're not a political pod. Sorry if you don't like political pods. And we talked about politics last week. It just happens to be a thing that's popping right now. And we like have to, if we're going to talk about the internet, we have to talk about this fucking shit because it's just it's going off.
Couldn't agree more.
And as the podcast that broke the Hong Kong story, we will be covering it every step of the way.
That's the news outlet who broke the Hong Kong story.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like babe.net broke the Aziz Ansari story.
Yep.
Right.
We're like babe.net.
We are.
We are like
we are
babe.net.
The babe.net of internet journalism. God, I don't want that for myself. All right, so but before we talk about, well, what we're going to talk about today is Hong Kong. This is a Dog Boobs original.
Yeah, dude.
Woo, ha-ha.
And she basically we've talked about it in circles like most places for the last few weeks. And today we thought we would just like spend some time digging in a little bit further. Also is worth noting our boy French Chinese Man hit us up on the DYR sub. If you don't subscribe, you should subscribe. I know we're inching closer to 100 subscribers, which is
dear Lord.
Misa called Jar Jar Binks.
There we go.
Misa, your
that's
humble
the
servant.
That's the one I wanted. That's all of you. You guys are all of our Jar Jar Binks. But if you're not subscribing, please do. And if you haven't rated and liked and all those things on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to us, do that, please, because it really helps our egos.
Yep.
Actually, it helps in more ways than that. But anyway, so Dog wanted to talk about Hong Kong a little bit more in depth. French Chinese Man hit us up, basically saying, "I am still alive. I still listen." So,
he's
not mad at us because we assumed that he was upset about our perpetual making fun of. We don't even make fun of China. We just don't. We don't know it.
Yeah, we don't know it.
And like most topics, we talk ignorantly about it. with a sense of true authority.
Yeah.
So,
which the authority that only comes with someone who made their own podcast right, and talked about whatever they want.
Exactly. So, but we might have questions at the end of this that we should maybe float his way at some point. But
agree.
But in the meantime, though, we are going to talk about Hong Kong today and just try to do a little bit of a classic summary of everything that's happening right now and things that have happened that have led up to this point. Again, we're not experts on the matter and we're not going to claim authority, but I think that just using Reddit alone, or not Reddit alone, but largely Reddit to kind of galvanize all of the thoughts and all the things that are happening. This week in particular has been a big week for the Hong Kong protests.
Yeah, man.
Partially because it's now has spread internationally in a way that I think is actually starting to show its ugly face.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that after we talk about the front page. What has been happening other than all of what we're talking about?
Dude, it's hard. It's really tough to say. I will say, apparently, the majority wants Donald Trump impeached now. Like a new poll from a few hours ago is like...
Yeah.
Majority of Americans are like, yeah, you need to be out.
Do you see where that poll came from? No. I know the article was Newsweek, but that poll came from
Fox News.
I know.
That's the rub on that statistic.
What?
I know. It's pretty remarkable, actually.
Wow.
And evidently, I was reading a quote from Trump about it. He was just like, Fox has changed. They always give me the worst polls.
What?
All my worst numbers are on Fox.
He loved MSNBC.
Like, what in tarnation are you talking about, my man?
Like, no one knows. No one knows. He's spinning out, guys.
He is actually having a bit of a spinning out moment right now.
Yeah,
isn't he?
He's like freaking out.
I don't know if he's freaking out or if he's just like, he's just becoming manic.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already been manic, but now he's like,
unstable.
He's just letting it happen. Yeah.
He's up
it's
to
like
a
Chernobyl. Yeah. You know, he's like his reactor is starting to jiggle.
That's exactly how reactors work.
I watched Chernobyl. I know that's too. How it started.
Me too. The jello core is jiggling.
The jello core starts to jiggle.
And once that jiggle hits maximum jig.
You can't go back.
You can't walk it back.
Nope.
Man, I tell you what, I'm looking over the top posts of this past week and all of them, almost all of them are about Blizzard and Hearthstone and all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Blizzard, it's Trump, and then there's a couple just gems in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this
the
is
the lady
actually,
who crocheted her body costume of...
I love that one. Xenomorph.
Xenomorph.
Yes, that's a Xenomorph. That is from Predator, I think.
Predator, yeah. Alien. That's Alien.
Alien. Oh, God, we're going to hear the fucking... We're not going to hear the end of that from our fans.
Oh, man, they're going to be like, what are you guys, like, fucking bitches, dude?
Our only cultural reference is professional baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like anything else.
My favorite thing of the week, which kind of reminds me of dog boobs for some reason, is these little popcorns having a dance.
Where?
Oh, right.
I'm sure you guys have seen.
I've seen that.
I'll send it over to you.
Flip that one over. I like that one. It's a classic Donald Hertzfeld cartoon.
Oh, okay. What's going on with Donald Hertzfeld?
I think his name is Donald Hertzfeld. Something Hertzfeld. It's he was the guy who did he's a cartoonist. He was the one that did the My Anus is Bleeding cartoon. Do you guys remember that?
No, I don't.
Maybe his name is not Donald Hertzfeld. Oh, it is. Yeah, Don Hertzfeld. An American animator, writer, and independent filmmaker. He's a 2-time Academy Award nominee.
Whoa.
Who's best known for animated film World of Tomorrow.
Never heard of it.
And It's Such a Beautiful Day. He has, rejected he has this, the work that made him famous is called Rejected. And it's a series of rejected commercials that he made for brands. It's a joke. It's like a fake, they're fake rejected.
Yeah.
But they're very funny. Because they're really graphic and like
absurd.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
You would know him if you saw him.
This guy's coming back.
Yeah.
And this little cartoon we're talking about is essentially like a frying pan, and there's two popcorn kernels that are already popped, and then a third kernel that's not popped is doing some sick-ass breakdancing.
So cute.
And then he pops into a kernel.
Right.
Cute as hell.
It's cute as hell. And that's the best thing on Reddit this morning.
Yeah. What, Number one.
Why does that remind you of dog?
I think it's the kind of thing that... When dog boobs is about to eat the cyanide tablet, she watches that and she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing that like walks her back. She goes, wait.
All right.
Hold on. This is cute.
I'm staying. Yeah. There's too much cute stuff around.
Like, I'm staying.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's really fun.
Here's another one. Speaking of passively, dishearteningly speaking of suicide.
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain once said, there's a guy in my head and all he wants to do is lay in bed all day long, smoke pot, and watch old movies and cartoons. My life is a series of stratagems to avoid and outwit that guy.
But why?
So this is an Ask Reddit, by the way. So who is that guy for you and what do you want? What do you do to avoid him?
That same answer as Anthony Bourdain, but I don't try to avoid.
But you don't watch old movies.
Why do you avoid it?
You play
it?
Sims.
Oh, yeah. You
don't avoid it. You give in.
I embrace it.
You sleep in on podcasts. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
One time you slept through a weekend.
I literally did. Yeah. So I don't know. I saw that quote a lot this week on Reddit. And I was like, why?
Am I missing something?
Am I missing something? Like, why avoid it? Why don't you embrace that? I know he's like a traveler and that would defeat the purpose of being like a world traveler and like curious.
I think eventually when you're a drug addict, like he was a heroin addict.
Right.
Like weed leads to heroin. Yep. Probably. Like it's probably good to keep moving when you're an addict. Like just like keep busy, keep working, keep interacting, be in public.
Yeah.
When you're alone, you're just like,
I mean, I think this is about being like the desire to be lazy.
Yeah.
I think we all have a desire to be lazy at our core because it's just easier to live that way. But what do you have? This is basically like, what is the thing that motivates
that's that
you?
That's that question, right? I think.
So, like, I am truly petrified of, wouldn't say failure necessarily, but I'm afraid of hopelessness maybe or something. So whenever I have this moment, every once in a while I will do this. I will literally just like watch wrestling. Now it's watch wrestling all day, but I'll have like some days where I'll do this, but I'm always at a computer open.
Yeah.
And I'm always doing something. But when I'm by myself being lazy for too long, I start to panic.
Yeah.
I can't do it at all. So
I bet the length of time I can be lazy before panicking is much longer than yours, but I do know that feeling.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, fuck, like
I'm a piece of shit. I gotta do something. Yeah, that happens after about 40 minutes for me.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Mine's gotta be like maybe 2 weeks.
I can barely sleep. Like I can like barely sleep without feeling like I'm wasting time.
Wow. Yeah. That is so different.
Weed, how much weed are you ingesting? I mean, I feel like that helps you not move.
Oh, I don't touch weed anymore because of this reason. I start to panic when I smoke weed because I go, oh, I need to be doing something.
Yeah.
What am I doing at this movie right now? I should be working on something.
Damn.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's a really debilitating feeling. I hate it, but it's just how I'm wired.
That's why you have so many like great side hustles, though, you know?
Yeah, it's why I'm on so many fucking...
That's why you're DoorDash.
Amphetamines all the time.
DoorDashing so hard and riding
so many
Ubers.
You're always DoorDashing for people.
Just for the record, Dad came here this morning with a van full of Uber scooters that he wanted to charge in my garage. He's like, do you mind if I plug in 100 scooters?
Guys, let's not waste time on this, please. I have to charge these scooters.
Yeah, because they're each going
to
get me.
People are waiting for me.
People need to get places.
So the top answer on this is, I hate mornings. I don't like waking up. I don't like breakfast as a genre or activity. Oh, that's weird. I love breakfast. I don't see a good reason to be anywhere before 10 a.m.
I kind of like
that. I started
that.
Forcing myself to wake up early and go to the gym before work, and I hate it so much, but it makes me feel so goddamn good all day long. And I agree with that. I went to the gym this week in the morning, and it just you feel better when you do it. It's a shitty, healthy dose of morning endorphins that stops me from getting sleepy after lunch, keeps me energized after work, get a better night's sleep, etc. It sucks so much, and it sucks even more that it improves every aspect of my life. Or my day, because now if I stop, I know I'll just start having shitty days again. And it's my dumbass lazy fault with a simple fix.
It's a simple truth of life.
It is simple. It's like a little thing. It's like be active, eat healthy. Like I have this with food, right? Like I fucking hate eating salads. I hate them so much. But I know that like when I eat the way I like to eat, I feel absolutely
feel
terrible.
There are
there's a billion
dollar industry on books on how to lose weight.
Right.
And like everybody already knows the answer.
I know. But,
right.
You just eat less.
Eat less exercise.
Eat less That's better it. Foods. And yeah. exercise yeah. more. That's like.
Well, and Laird Hamilton wow. nutritional gravy.
That's yeah. if you yeah. want to tackle the big mountain like ourselves here.
Yeah, we've decided for everybody. We know this is not a visual medium, but Fried and I have put so many different Laird products in our fucking coffee that it's basically like a syrup at this point.
Yeah, you guys want to be just like Laird.
I'm
and
trying
okay.
to. I mean, I've never surfed before, and I'm afraid of the ocean. But I'm gonna be a lot like Laird, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
This stuff to me is everything. I don't get hungry till 3 o'clock.
Probably. No fucking way.
2:30.
So you're on really? The like don't eat food in general train.
This is enough calories and enough like fat for what my body needs to take Whoa. Me till about there, and I feel wow. like I work cleaner because I don't get tired.
Right.
Plus the caffeine. Plus yeah. the 12 coffees.
See, I've been.
But
I've
the
been,
food, the food bomb after lunch is like I think it, your body has to sort of deal with it now, yeah. and it's like you're like, ugh.
I agree with that.
So that I don't know, yeah. the Laird mix.
Did I tell you guys that I was prescribed Ritalin?
Yeah, well, you told
when?
Me.
Yeah, I got prescribed recently? Ritalin recently, and it was basically. So I went and saw a psychiatrist because
which apparently
no,
is.
I saw a neurologist actually, which is even weirder. I went and saw a neurologist because I was worried that my brain was basically calcifying from having taken this sleep medicine that I take for fucking
oh,
a decade.
Oh yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? No one really knows what this sleep medicine is.
Yeah, did they
does.
Throw you in the Murray machine, dude?
No, they didn't.
The MRI. They, it's no. called the Murray.
The Murray machine.
Yeah.
The Murray Institute.
Murray machine.
No, the Murray Institute.
Well, I just talked to him about it. I was like, listen, like, here's why I'm here. Here's I'm just trying to keep my eye on it. I was diagnosed with a sleep problem, but like I've been taking this basically an upper for 10 years straight. And I want to make sure my brain
in?
Is not yeah. fucking up, right? and then over the course of our conversation, by the end of it, I was just like, I'm so stressed. I don't know what to do. I'm not what I'm doing anymore. And he was just like, okay. like, calm down, man. Maybe you just need something like Ritalin instead that can like help you focus on things.
Interesting.
And so I got prescribed Ritalin. So now I'm prescribed both. And I've been taking Ritalin to try to see whether Ritalin is better for me or not.
Okay.
But I'm very sensitive to my brain chemistry right now. Cause I'm just trying to pay attention to like all the little things. Like when I take yeah. each of these pills, when I take them like one day, one the other day, how they change, whatever they're doing. But anyway, I don't, coffee is like virtually fucking, I might as well be drinking water at this point. It's like completely ineffective. So
your nerves are yeah. tapped a little.
I also like just categorically don't get quite as much sleep as I probably should. But this is the thing. I get between 6 and 7 hours of sleep a night, probably.
Dude, that's enough.
That's what I think. But I just cannot fucking.
6 and 7 seems reasonable.
Yeah.
I'm never feeling
well rested.
Yeah. Which huh. sucks.
Have you gotten into Tai Chi at all? Or meditation?
Haven't gotten into Tai Chi yet.
Have you downloaded the Calm app? Because that helps me.
This episode brought to you by Calm, by the way. Do you have Calm? Do you use
yeah,
Calm? Do you like it?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Nice. They have these little, like, you can decide the length, but, like get you to sleep
so,
meditations. That
right. So you choose the 48 hours straight.
Yes. Yeah. I do sometimes go for the longest one because I'm like, chances
I
are I'll be asleep
a
after
nap.
Five
yeah.
minutes anyway.
What else? So we got, so that guy wants to settle for everything out of fear and nothing better comes later. This is also from that same thread, by the way. That guy is okay with the dead-end job, the abusive relationships, and no master's degree. No master's degree, huh?
Well,
wow, buddy.
Do we need?
I don't have a goddamn master's degree. Do we need a master's degree?
Who's what?
I tell that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go take out some more student loans to get my master's degree so the government owns me, bruh.
Dude,
no thanks.
Low-key, I honestly have had that thought. Like, I would love to get the idea of going back and getting a master's. I'm just like, what's even the fucking point? Like, we're
right.
just going to be absolutely covered in student debt.
You know my position on college. Yeah. I've made it pretty clear.
ASU or bust?
ASU or nothing.
Hell yeah.
What's ASU spelled backwards? It's all you need to know.
Oh!
Boom.
Oh, okay.
We
I'm like, hold
you.
On a second.
You're like, sour.
USA. USA.
Yeah, I think it feels like,
yeah.
anyway.
So this is this guy.
Don't go.
Yeah. So what's your guy, readers or listeners? Yeah, I don't know. My guy is definitely a my guy threatens me with forcing me to move back to the Mid Ohio Valley.
That's
what he does with me. What else we got on the top? I mean, hey, Jimmy Carter,
Jimmy President.
Jimmy President.
Jimmy the President.
He fell, had to have stitches on his eye. But you know what? He got up the next day.
Well, we're kind of on
built homes.
We're on death watch before. With Jimmy Carter, right? Like everyone's, you know, he's
95.
I know.
Of course.
But
he's 95. Like anybody who's 95 is going to die soon.
Look at how limber he is, though. Like,
so,
hold on. Party's not moving a whole
lot. So we're watching a video of.
Look how limber he is. And he's just like.
He's not doing a whole lot.
Dude, he is. He's still doing.
This is great pod. We're watching a video of Jimmy Carter with a drill, drilling what looks like 2x4s. But he's got this huge shiner on, and he's got this like kick-ass bandana and this really cool trucker hat. And he's like,
he is wildly limber.
He is.
This is the key to success.
Can you believe he was a president?
Grabbed a drill. Like, he's like the only good president, right?
I mean, I'm not ready to give up on Obama.
Oh,
what do you love? Droning
like
kids in their fucking bathtub?
I love droning kids in their bathtub.
I hear you, though.
You love droning girls' weddings in the Middle East?
I mean, I'm sure Jimmy Carter did some bullshit, too, but generally speaking, it's just, it's so, like, when we think of, like, he just, it seems like a nice fucking peanut farmer.
Yeah.
Like, what a different
time. Even
the
name.
What a different time.
He installed solar panels in the White House. Then, Bush took them out.
Bush take them out? I thought Trump took them off.
I think they got taken off right after Jimmy, like in the 80s. In the 80s, everyone was doing blow and listening to disco, and they're like, fuck those solar panels, you know?
I think you're confusing decades, but I get your point.
You get my point. Yeah. Right. Disco, 80s.
Right. 80s,
everybody
man.
Relates the two.
As two people who literally have never heard music before, I'm gonna let that pass.
Is music a thing where noises get strung together to make
a
tapping rhythm for your foot?
This is really funny. It's on the top page for the last week from our gaming. Red Dead Redemption is such a beautiful. Red Dead Redemption 2 is such a beautiful game, and it's like this really amazing video of like the landscape and someone's character starting to like swirl their guns around and stuff, all cool. And then, like, out of the blue, this deer comes in and just knocks the character to the ground.
Amazing.
I gotta play that.
I'm genuinely afraid to play it because it just looks so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I know I'm just gonna, I'll end up getting committed to it. And I just,
Hey, what do you queefers think about these Kurds? It's kind of rubbing me the wrong way. These Kurdish guys. We're not a political pod, but I've been.
So you're saying you're against Kurds?
Yeah, I'm against Kurdish. Jeez, no.
So here's.
I don't know, man. I'm for the freedom fighters, the Kurds over there. I'm a little bit bummed out that they're just all alone. They're sitting there. They're like, wait, what? We thought we were getting tanks.
Well, I think
this feels like we need Tom Hanks to come in, like in that movie, and give him some heavy artill.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to speak with an authority, of course, like most things on this pod. However, I think that the gist is basically that the Turkish people, for anybody who's unfamiliar with what we're talking about, so Trump basically pulled U.S. troops off of supporting the Kurds who have been defending against the kind of upward expansion of ISIS.
Yeah.
And there probably is a good reason why Trump did it, but nobody thinks it was a good idea. Not even like even Lindsey Graham has come out and been like, I love our president and he, all I want to do is suck his dick because I talk about him constantly like a fucking child,
but I think this is a good idea.
Yeah. Which is strange.
I'd like to see those two guys doing the scene from, Pretty Woman.
Oh my God. With the,
well, two scenes. The one scene where Donald Trump can't drive the Ferrari and then Lindsey Graham's the prostitute.
Okay. Yes.
And then the other scene where Donald Trump's trying to play the piano in the lobby of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And then Lindsey Graham comes down and sits on it, opens his legs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those two scenes I would like somebody to deep fake for me and send my way.
Lindsey Graham, for whatever reason, I don't really understand why he's become so wildly obsequious to the president. He at one point, like everybody that the president is close to, Trump was like, Lindsey Graham's wife is so fat and like he's a fucking idiot. Yeah. And like all
and Lindsey
this-
Graham was like, yeah. Oh yeah, if we vote for Donald Trump, right. we're fucking idiots and we're gonna right. be destroyed and we right. deserve to be destroyed. And then started
and then now they're the, now he just like all he doesn't have a goddamn bad word to no. say about it except for the Kurds. So anyway, so
Lindsey Graham looks like he like all of your mom's friends from the 80s
yeah
who like are a little bit prickly at the book club.
Yes, and that's honestly exactly what he looks like. His face is a little too soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah. his name's Lindsey, which I'm sure used to be cool, but hey, yeah.
I don't know if it was ever cool.
Not anymore.
Not cool anymore, dude.
Linz.
Right. Yeah, right, he looks like the male equivalent to Karen. Yeah.
We should start calling him Linz Graham.
Hey, Linz.
Yeah.
Can you
Hey, Linz, pass me a white cloth. Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, Linz.
So basically with the Trump pulled the troops away from helping the Kurds. Basically,
and the Turkish have been wanting to go in and bomb the Kurds for 100
yeah, they
100
hate,
million
they
years.
Hate the Kurds, and the Kurds have been the Kurds have been a strategic U.S. ally for a lot of reasons that I wouldn't be able to articulate, but largely it has to do with them protecting against the continued rise and push of ISIS.
Yeah, there are essentially
in Syria, but Turkey hates the Kurds for whatever for like some arbitrary ethnic reason.
Yeah,
and
so this is what's so crazy. So the Kurds basically did our dirty work for a long time. We gave them guns and stuff, but they put their people on the front lines to fight ISIS in Syria and like fight the Assad regime and like basically the Assad regime, Russia, Turkey, Syria, like they're all like. The axis of evil, right?
Yeah, and the Kurds have been holding them back.
Yeah, the Kurds have been like, all right, man, like if the U.S. is going to be our best friend, like we're going to fight these guys too.
And they've been whooping ass. And I think they got, I don't know if I made this up, but I feel like they got a whole like female army too, which is badass.
I don't think it's, happens to be an affectation of their army. I don't think it's like a thing that they don't have like a.
No, they got like a.
They
elite
got
unit.
Fembot.
Yeah, they got an elite unit of karate chopping ladies who do it better and differently.
But you know what's even
and
more?
It's J Lo and it's Tiffany Haddish.
You're thinking of the movie Hustler. By the way, literally one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I didn't like it.
Truly one of the worst films.
You guys
I've ever
saw
seen.
It. This is a nice deviation out of accident. Politics into something cooler. Strippers.
It was a. Truly dreadful film, but anyway, finish what we were saying.
So like a month
just to
ago,
articulate what's
looked
happening.
Like a piece of shit.
Yeah, a month ago, the U.S. had the Kurds destroy their fortifications in the safe zone in Syria because they were like, you know what? We're in a good place. We're gonna make this a safe zone.
Right.
Destroy your fucking fences and shit. Move them out of the way. Everything's good. We're your friend. Right. We've got your back. And then did this like a month later.
Yep.
Like, that's fucked up.
It's
we
fucked
basically
up.
Cleared the way for our enemies to come in and destroy our allies.
And of course, it's probably, if not entirely, because Trump is trying to build a fucking hotel in Turkey.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just where we are in the world right now, where like he literally is just like, Erdogan, hey, listen, like, let's do some business here. And Erdogan was like, listen, we need to get the fucking Kurds. We hate them. And Trump's like, hey, how about a hotel? Be like, that's illegal, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay,
be like, all right, let's do it. Change my foreign policy. Here we go.
I went to Istanbul for a wedding. This is how the story begins. You'll never guess how it ends.
Okay.
Everyone got married. It was nice.
Everyone.
Everybody got married. Everybody in Istanbul stands on the street. You know, you go to like a country, like everyone's like, every guy stands on the corner and they got like arms crossed and they look like very mean. And they just mug you when you walk by and you're like.
Totally.
Yep.
People seem very intense.
Right.
The Turks.
You walk up to them. And they're like, would you like some tea? And you're like, yes. And then it's like, we're family.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it's just like beautiful. Turn where like the food is amazing. It's great. But
try
I was terrified. And then until you're not terrified.
Of course.
And then I married a couple guys' daughters and we moved on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was with my wife.
All right.
It was all cool.
It was all cool.
So you really enjoy Turkey?
It's one of the most interesting cities in the world, Istanbul.
I would love to go to Istanbul.
And then there's other cities I didn't have time to go to.
Unfortunately, they're also falling into a kind of...
I went before the...
Yeah, a wild dictatorship right now.
I went
now
to
well,
Istanbul
so.
In college, and I was
Did you go
so
to the
pumped.
Gap? Did you hit the Gap?
No.
Oh.
Should have. And I just got street harassed the whole time.
Oh, by because you're a woman. Yeah, it's true. You didn't get invited to as many tea circles as I did because you're a lady.
Yeah, I didn't get invited, so probably. I didn't have the best time there. But I was also in Old Town, which is like the more like traditional place. But
you're very pretty, Doug Boobs. So
I mean, I know, and like maybe, I know.
Maybe it was the white Marilyn Monroe dress you were wearing over the subway.
I think no matter what, like fucking don't look at me if I'm doing that. If I'm wearing my Marilyn Monroe dress over a street grate. It's for me.
Yeah.
It's like not for you.
It's for me for Instagram, not for you.
That sucks though. That's a terrible experience.
Someone said, "Ooh, the Spice Girls, can we buy you?" my favorite.
Jesus Christ.
I like the
You're like, yeah. "We're not for sale."
And I was like, "Thank you. I know, but
in
like
a nutshell."
Jesus.
You kind of look like Ginger Spice, I'd say.
Yeah. Ginger?
That's a good thing.
I don't know anything about the Spice Girls. Favorite. Don't even give me. Yeah.
Yeah, in a nutshell, that's the difference between girls and guys.
It's a huge problem.
In the world.
Yeah.
I get a tea ceremony.
Right.
Yeah. I become a prince.
You became a prince.
You got bought.
Somehow I ended up being purchased and playing like a fucking circus bear doing, you know, Spice Girl songs. And you're sitting in the stands like a little prince sipping your sand coffee.
I, on the other hand, I get asked by teenagers literally around the world to buy them cigarettes.
Oh, that's cool.
Literally around the world. I look like a petty criminal in whatever country. Yeah. It's my universal language.
Like any country. They're like, that guy's definitely a local and he can buy us cigarettes.
And he has zero moral code. So
you look like a scary Eastern European who would buy, I could definitely get like a black market kind of a rifle or something from you, something like an air-to-ground missile.
Millennial Rasputin.
Usually,
Millennial
Rasputin is the nicest thing you guys have ever said to me.
I love that.
All right,
God, you're so beamy right now. It's disgusting.
Here's let's hit this one more thing that is actually a worthwhile conversation. And then we can hit Hong Kong, because I think that we really need to talk
about
that.
You're saying it wrong. It's Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
It's almost like it's an idea more than it's a word.
It's
not Hong Kong. It's Hong Kong. Someone wrote Honk Kong in one of the posts I was reading, and I loved it.
Welcome to the podcast, anybody Hong who's never listened to us before.
Oh my God, honk. It's like honk if you love chocolate donuts, but it's like this is like honk on.
Honk if you want universal sovereignty. Honk Kong. Okay,
honk
go on.
On, G.
What were you going to say?
Honk
I cannot
on, G.
believe.
Yeah, nice.
This amazing thing that just happened
there. I'm so sorry.
That was great.
That was outrageous.
Dog Boobs, you and I, side business, t-shirts.
Honk.
Big money.
Yes.
Honk
okay,
on,
listen.
G.
Listen, we have tried to start t-shirts on this pod so many times.
This one's going to
really
guys,
work. If you guys leave this pod and start a goddamn honk on pod, a honk on t-shirt business, after I've tried so many times.
You're like,
to
fuck
make
you guys
design shirts about our fucking inside jokes,
then I
will have very little to say, and I will just continue doing this podcast. All right,
side business. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
All right. So this is I can barely read this sentence now, given the strange tangent we just went on. For the first time ever, U.S. billionaires pay lower tax rate than the workers.
Yes.
New news.
Wow.
So
what are the rates, do you think?
Fake news.
About it hovers around 20%. And then
for billionaires?
It hovers around 20% for the average, and then it's less than 20% for billionaires.
That is absurd.
Yeah, it's truly like one of the most offensive things I've ever seen. And we are heading towards, like, this is of course going to be, like, it's very easy to focus on all the like surface level awful things that our president is responsible for.
Yeah.
Clearly, like, there's no shortage of them, but like, this is the greatest, the greatest travesty of our time.
Yeah.
Because there's a popular tweet going around on, I think it may have actually generated on Reddit this week as well. That was, or at least I saw it started on Reddit, but I've been past it by a few people since. It was, if you were to make $5,000 a day, every day, for until you were 70 or something.
Yeah, from the moment Christopher Columbus
landed
on
Earth. Yes, there we go. From the moment that Christopher Columbus landed on America until now, you would still not be a billionaire. And Jeff Bezos makes that amount every day?
I think he makes, let's find out. I'm going to Google this because it's insane.
It was one of the most damning statements I've ever heard, and it's fucking wild. So it's just, again, one of those things where I'm just like, this is when Trump changed the tax codes and we saw this come out and everybody was like,
yeah,
wow, this seems like a problem. But then, you know, we start talking about Mueller and then we ignored it. And now look where we're at.
Revolution. So, guns.
What's
guns,
federal
guns.
Minimum wage again? $7.50? $8?
No,
I think it's $9 now.
I don't know.
But anyway,
Jeff Bezos makes $4.5 million an hour.
Tight. An hour?
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
That's too crazy.
Yeah.
On an 8-hour day?
$4.5 million per hour.
I'd be building rockets too.
Marxism is coming for us all. That's all I'm going to say. I think we're going to have a serious proletariat versus vanguard situation.
If that's real, I mean, which I'm not doubting you. But it's like, why don't you just walk into communities and like start fixing things?
Because they're evil. I know, right?
I don't know. Like, it seems like it's like this school needs like $20 million for like the roads project.
Flint just like still doesn't have water.
Yeah. Just come in and just like deal with it. Then throw your Amazon sticker on it.
Literally, Flint does not have water. Like, how insane is that? How long ago was that
Frontline
goddamn story?
Did you listen? I knew you listened to Frontline. I was watching the Frontline, and I know it's like Ben's probably over there watching the same thing. Excuse me. Yep. Who's Ben?
I don't know that
who's,
guy.
Who's Ben? It's a goddamn nightmare. Yeah. And I, you know, fucking vote.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like nobody that listens to this podcast is a billionaire. And like, even if you're a Trump supporter, fine. Okay. Whatever. Like, I know we rag on Trump a lot and I'm not getting on my high horse, but like, listen to that fucking stat. Like,
you have more in common with your liberal podcast hosts than you do with Jeff Bezos at the end of the day.
Not even just that, but like,
we can't fight each other.
We can't fight each other, dude. Like, we are literally billionaires are destroying the world. We're being played as a fool. Like, can you imagine the reality that these people pay less in taxes than the people who work?
And the IRS just came out recently to say they don't audit rich people because it's expensive and it's too difficult. So that's why audit poor people.
Oh, my God.
They came out and admitted that.
It's just insane. It's completely insane. So anyway, so revolution. Let's talk a little bit about Hong Kong because I think the segue I will actually suggest in moving into this. I woke up in a weird mood today, by the way. I woke up with like a little bit too much fucking anger in my heart for some reason. So the main thing that has come out this week, and then I'm gonna let Dog take over because I know you wanted to do this, is So Activision Blizzard, specifically Blizzard, banned a player and actually took away his earnings, which was $10,000 at the time, or they kind of stripped him of what he was winning at the time.
Winnings, yeah.
Because he had come out in support of the Hong Kong protests. And the reason, and this comes kind of as a few other things have happened about this, where Western companies... The NBA is another one. NBA has come out. The owner of the Rockets, Houston Rockets, came out and was like, support Hong Kong. Freedom is fucking, everybody deserves freedom. This is some bullshit.
Yeah.
And had to delete the tweet immediately, and the NBA came out and apologized. Right? And then...
He got reamed.
And then the Hearthstone, or the... I think it was Hearthstone, right?
Yes.
It was the Hearthstone player was banned and was really, really gotten a ton of trouble for it. And it's only the sole reason is because of how powerful China is financially right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that all of these American companies have to literally just fucking bow down to anything that China wants. And right now, like the NBA, the Chinese Basketball Association came out about the Hong Kong protests and they were like, they basically said, we support free speech, but we don't believe that any speech that potentially compromises the identity of our state is considered free speech.
Yeah, What?
That was like their statement. I'll pull it up verbatim. But anyway, so the reason though is because of fucking money and because of the way that China's handling cash right now, which is a real problem. So
they're buying everybody off like a bunch of little greedy piggies.
But you know who they haven't fucking bought off though? Thank God.
Us.
Did you Reddit pod?
Us, yeah. Did you Reddit? But we are
for
sale
available if you want to give us a cash offer.
But they have bought out Reddit, which is actually a very complicated part of this whole thing, is because Reddit is partially owned by a Chinese company, so Reddit will censor certain pro-China posts. And I don't know where they do that, because I think there are a lot of, or I'm sorry, anti-China posts. There are a lot of posts on Reddit that we see right now that are not that. But Trey and Matt, South Park guys, are very famously now telling China to fuck off, which I love. And I think they've explicitly said something to the degree of Trey Stone and Matt Parker have said, fuck the Chinese government.
Let me read you their.
Did you guys see that episode, by the way? The Banned in China?
I haven't watched it yet.
You guys got to watch it. It's very funny.
So they wrote a letter. So they did a Banned in China letter.
Right.
And then they... Then they got the episode banned, and so they wrote an apology letter, and the apology letter is genius. Here's what they say. So it's titled, "Our Official Apology to China from Trey Parker and Matt Stone." So in quotes, "Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. She doesn't look like Winnie the Pooh at all. Tune in to our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn sarong home harvest be bountiful. We good now, China?" That was their statement.
Oh, fucking funny is that?
I know. And it was genius. And then, of course.
Who was that?
Matt and Trey.
That is really fucking funny.
No, they're the greatest.
They're the ultimate, fuck the man. Still... fuck the man. And I gotta say, I don't know how many new shows have a fuck the man element that
I know,
because they just aren't going to get bought because it's not smart or something.
Right.
But they're kind of the last one that's still talking shit.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I think, I mean, South Park is just.
So let's go.
So fucking tight.
Back
so yeah,
to
go, go in. I'm sorry, dog. We didn't mean to.
No.
We didn't mean to mansplain Hong Kong.
You guys are mansplaining Hong Kong.
Go ahead.
No, so, okay, so Hong Kong's a unique place, we all know. It used to be a British colony, and in 1997, there was the handover of Hong Kong, where basically the British were like, we're giving you back to China, but for the next 50 years, you can just chill, and, like, things are going to be kind of normal still, it'll be fun, and then in 2047... you know, you have to go full communist again. So that's always been the case. And the reason why this all came up is because a lady named Carrie Lam came up with this Hong Kong extradition bill this year. So basically the idea behind that was, we know you guys can be a democracy until 2047, but now mainland China is allowed to extradite you to mainland China for any crimes, so that basically, like, you can't really be an independent sovereign like place, because if you commit a crime that's against the law in mainland China, we can extradite you and we can charge you for it, which is the opposite of like the idea of Hong Kong being its kind of own place.
Yeah. Think of that fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
And so between that and the increasing corruption in Hong Kong, which basically, you know, the people of Hong Kong pretty much elect like less than half of the people in their governing body, and the other half is handpicked by existing government officials and like billionaire business people.
Right.
So already they don't have fair representation in their government. But now this bill comes along and they're like, this is kind of like the breaking point for a lot of people, especially young people, because it was kind of like, we have until 2047, you're trying to cut this short, that's not okay. And it just started to snowball into, what the fuck? Like 2040. These are like, what's freaky is these are all things decided by earlier generations of people. And now the young people in China, or in Hong Kong specifically, are the ones that are kind of living through it. And they're like, wait a minute, we don't think this is cool. We deserve universal suffrage. We deserve, you know, a democracy. And that's what they're all fighting about right now, which is really fucking awesome, and they're using social media and things like similar to Reddit, but not literally Reddit, to like basically coordinate the most organized protest in modern history. Like, it's really
impressive. Like, I'm very enthusiastic about what they're doing, but I think I'm just wildly, wildly disappointed in how so many American companies are handling it. Because it's not American people. Like, I have not heard a single person in America. And I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody that's saying otherwise. But, like, every American person I know is saying, like, yeah, freedom, of course. Like, why would we not support Hong Kong? I think it's appropriate, right? Yeah. But all the businesses are like, shut the fuck up, dude. We're trying to do a deal with China right now. Why would you say that? Okay, delete your tweet.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And, like, that is just absolutely
right.
A cancer, man. So like these, it's fucking wild.
Yeah. So these riots have been going on for a few months, but the reason it really like blew up in Reddit this week is because of this Blizzard thing. And basically, Blizzard removed a Hong Kong Hearthstone player named Blitzchung, great name,
right,
from the Hearthstone Grandmasters, rescinded his prize money, suspended him from pro play for at least a year because of that interview where he said he supported the Hong Kong, like, democracy protesters.
But listen to that. Listen to that statement. I support the Hong Kong protests.
Yeah, and he does not live in Hong Kong. Blizzard is not a Hong Kong or Chinese-owned company.
Yeah.
It has Chinese investment interests in it. So this was a tweet by Marco Rubio.
No way. Our boy Marco.
Get this.
Founder of Rubio's restaurant.
I know. Founder of Rubio's.
Big listener, too. So shout out,
Pod Pal.
Shout out Mark.
Marco Rubio, who you would not expect to agree with as a libtard personally, but here's what he says. Recognize what's happening here. People who don't live in China must either self-censor or face dismissal and suspensions. China's using access to market as leverage to crush free speech globally.
How crazy is that?
Implications of this will be felt long after everyone in U.S. politics today is gone.
And that is truly, like, this is, I think, we've talked about China many times on this podcast.
Yep.
And we always kind of skirt around them being kind of a scary proposition. I think that there's some really interesting things about China that I think are great, right?
Yeah.
However, I think
Panda Express is great.
Right.
Find a way to be racist. Just find
a way.
That's not what you're talking about?
No.
What things do you love about China then? Kung Pao chicken.
I think we shouldn't be dismissive of the biggest country in the world. But I think what is happening right now is like beyond reprehensible and is it's just democratic integrity is being tested, literally being tested right now.
Yes.
By a foreign entity, and we're failing. We're failing tragically. And granted, I don't know what would happen if a Chinese company came in and was like, hey, did you read it? We've heard a little bit about your podcast. We don't think it's that great. However, we want you to shut up. So here's, I don't know, you guys cool with like $2 million? We'd be like, ooh,
yes.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure. Yeah. Your guy does not look like anything like Winnie the Pooh in Hong Kong. I don't know. Whatever. Sure.
The question. Yeah.
And that's basically what's happening to these companies. That's the exact same thing that's happening to these companies. Like the NBA goes in, they go, there's a ton of opportunity for us to grow as a public entity and as a corporation.
Got to find growth.
You got to find growth. And same thing with Blizzard, same, all these places. They look at China and they go, holy fuck, you guys have more people than our entire market right now. And you can literally tell them to consume our product.
Yeah.
We can't not do this. And especially if they're a publicly traded company, they're almost required to, because the whole point of being publicly traded is growth.
Yes.
So if you choose to not grow, then you lose money. Right.
Right.
And people get fired and whatever. Right. So we've gotten ourselves in quite the economic pickle with China, and I do not know how we're going to fix it.
No. And what's scary, too, is like you see how economics is global, and like these companies, like big corporations are global. And like companies like Blizzard, which they run and like created games like World of Warcraft, Diablo, Hearthstone, Overwatch, like all these really, really popular online games. they were recently part of like some sort of, it wasn't a merger, it was like the opposite. It was like they split off from Activision or something. And Tencent, which is the same Chinese company that heavily invested in Reddit, is one of the main, like, huge investors, basically, in Blizzard. So people, that's, like, it's much bigger than people trying to delete their Blizzard accounts. And it's, like you mentioned earlier with the NBA, it's, like, Tencent is a huge corporation. Companies like this have interests in so many different companies. Like, Blizzard's one of them. The NBA is another one of them. Reddit's one of them. Like, so it's, like, it's really difficult for people to boycott everything. But that's what's so scary about these companies becoming such huge, like, monopolies is they have their tentacles in so many different things. But something that's been really fucked up that was updated on Reddit about 16 hours ago is that Blizzard has now disabled all four authentication methods to actively stop people from deleting their accounts.
So they're having a protest. They're doing what people are supposed to do when it comes to things like this, which is like, if you don't agree with it, delete it.
And Blizzard's making it so that they can't.
You can't delete your account. They're saying it's all gonna pass over, right? So so we're in I think it sounds funny that South Park again is at the kind of core of this in a really profound way, but like South Park has created this beautiful brand where they can say anything pretty much and get away with it. And, you know, Comedy Central is not going to go, hey, South Park, you can't do this.
Well, South Park will say, that's okay. We'll just take the show and put it on our website.
Yeah.
And Comedy Central doesn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
That's their biggest asset.
I know, but that's the beauty of it, right? You know, you can't, like, the Houston Rockets can't be like, that's okay, we're going to another league, right?
They could say, this is the United States National Basketball Association, not the Chinese National Basketball Association. Right. And they could say, here we believe in X, Y, and Z, and we, you know, stand up to tyranny or whatever. Right, they could say that. They prefer to make more money, so they don't care about.
Nearly all of the NBA's Chinese partners have cut ties with the league.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean,
good
luck. Who's the sorry, dog boots?
No, it's okay. I was gonna say there are direct consequences to people speaking out on these Chinese companies.
No one's watching the fucking Chinese NBA.
But this is the coolest thing about the Blizzard thing.
I disagree because the China is watching Chinese NBA.
Yeah.
And that's, okay. Fine.
But the Blizzard thing is so crazy.
Have you ever seen a Chinese NBA game?
I haven't, but it doesn't matter because Americans are...
They want a piece of the pie, baby.
But America's one third of the size of China.
Sure, fine.
So like the numbers, if you're a business, the numbers alone make it a very, very valuable entity.
I'm sure there's all kinds of sports over there that we've never seen that make a lot of money, but it's not the best. What's great about sports is that the best people want to watch the best athlete in that sport.
Yes, of course.
And if you know that there's a group of people in the United States who are far superior at that sport, you're always going to be like, I want to kind of go watch that because it's way better. I want to fucking watch that NBA.
You guys, this is the coolest thing about the Blizzard thing. And then I got to bounce.
Right.
They made the Overwatch character however you pronounce her name, because I don't play that game, but she's one of the Chinese characters on Overwatch.
Right.
They made her into a symbol of the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong.
Amazing.
And the whole idea behind that is more than just symbolism. It's so that they can get advertising for Overwatch banned in China, way that they banned Xi Jinping, Winnie the Pooh shit.
So catch 22.
Yeah, I really respect that they are like smart and thinking like, okay, if we do this, then we're going to hit them where it hurts, which is their wallet. And all they care about is money, you know?
Well, and that's the only way you can succeed here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the interesting thing about capitalism, right? That I think we...
Capitalism, dude.
For like...
You know, I think it's really easy to hate on capitalism, and I certainly do it. I think it's important to do it because I think it's a fucking... America's version of capitalism is wildly flawed. However... Again, one thing that Hong Kong has done, they've done so well, is they've found really unique and innovative ways to protest without causing violence. And I think that economic protest done correctly is very powerful.
Yeah.
But the only way you can do that is you have to have mass movements and you have to be able to like cleverly do this. And I think the way you cleverly do it is exactly like that. It's at, like South Park is an economic protest, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they're making the economic protest by coming out the way they are, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, losing, like I don't think China's miffed about losing South Park in China, right? But
comedy doesn't translate overseas, is what the executives say.
Well, but they're it's really popular over there. Like they
South Park is?
Yeah. So they, I mean, I don't actually, let me take that back. I don't know if it's really popular, but it is in China. Like it is a part of the Chinese culture.
Mm.
So, and China banned all the episodes.
Oh,
it is now no longer in China.
Ooh.
So.
Man, oh man.
So now it's like a stepsister porn, right, or something.
What?
Everyone's into it.
Okay. Everyone's into it.
But yeah, so I think, I don't know. I think it's the Hong Kong thing. I think it started as a relatively, I don't want to say it started as a blip, but it's the greatest revolution of our times.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's kind of taken what happened in like the square in Egypt and the Arab Spring and stuff like that. I think that it has advanced on some of the ideas there. My worry is that America will constantly never be able to protest in the way that I think we should.
Yeah.
Just because I think part of my theory on the matter is because our penitentiary system is so fucked.
Yeah.
I think
the two-party political system.
The two-party political system, the penitentiary system is so fucked that I think that, you know, the idea of like being threatened with being thrown in jail is a really horrifying proposition.
Yeah. Although the Hong Kong protesters right now, one of their demands, they have five demands.
Right.
Can't remember them all off the top of my head because I'm a dick. But one of their demands is like, first of all, an independent inquiry into police brutality. And that's one of the reasons why the extradition bill was so insane, is because they're like, we have a corrupt police force. So the thing.
You know who else has a corrupt police force?
Hey. And what's crazy too is that all
Canada?
Of these people.
Yeah. Yes.
In Hong Kong are basically considered rioters, even if they're just protesting peacefully.
Right.
So that's why they wear the masks, and that's why the Hong Kong government tried to outlaw protesting masks, because the prison sentence for rioting is 10 years.
Oh my God.
So a lot of pretty much all of these kids, young people out there are really risking hard prison time.
Yeah.
Which
is wild, man.
Yeah. And
it's wild.
Yeah, you're right. In the United States, I think it'd be tough because it's this level of mobilization that's possible in Hong Kong, because it's, first of all, it's a small area.
Right.
But also, I think like our two-party system and infighting and this like lack of class awareness is part of the reason why the masses in the United States aren't able to mobilize in such a way.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the specific list of the five demands, and I'm struggling to do so. But I think it's we came into this pod wanting to talk about Hong Kong. I don't think we're ever going to be we just can't talk about the.
I got a protest for us.
Full degree of Hong Kong, but
we stop using our iPhones.
Nobody,
hold a second.
That's an economic protest.
It's going to be around the corner.
Yeah. I think we're close to that, but I think that
what if we can manufacture them here in America and pay a little bit more? There's like obviously it's like triple the cost,
or what if we all got homing pigeons and that's how we communicate from now on?
I'm listening, smoke signals,
right?
What if we stopped? What if we stopped demanding the absurd amount of yearly growth that every business is required to do?
Yeah.
Like, nice, what if that was the fucking thing?
Right?
You know, like...
Oh, and just live our lives?
That's not going to happen, but, like, think about the system that we've made it, where, like, 3% growth or whatever, that's the reason why Apple shit is so fucking disposable now.
Mm-hmm.
It's because people have to repeat buying it because they have to continue growing for their shareholders.
That's so gross,
and,
man.
And, like, that's just the industrial creation of the American Industrial Revolution.
Dog Boobs is the first protester because she's got the PC. She's like, fuck Apple.
Yeah, duh. Get woke, guys.
Get woke.
I mean, does that help? Like, I don't know if PC is any better. I mean, like, if we all go to Samsung phones or Samsung TVs or whatever, it's like, it's not solving the problem, right?
Mm-mm. Like, they're designed in California. That's cool.
Also, what's cool though is like, yeah, the iPhones for sure. It's cool seeing the Hong Kong kids like using these things that are
right.
are built tools of corporations, but they're using it to like mobilize and to organize and
well, that's,
set up
exactly.
protests. And
I think that's
pretty cool.
That's why the Overwatch character thing is so profound.
Yeah,
is because you know what's going to end up happening is they're going to end up dropping that character, of course, from
going.
The game. But like.
She's long gone.
You know, there's using the economics of it as a means of protest, I think, is important. Like, if Samsung came out and said, fuck China, then it would be, like, they would be changing the landscape of the mobile, of the phone company landscape, because all of a sudden you're going to have people, you know, you're going to have people that used to have iPhones that are going to be like, you know what, you're right. Like, fuck them. We're doing this, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've got
it's very complicated.
The five demands.
Give us the five demands, and then we'll close this boy.
One, full withdrawal of the extradition bill.
Yep.
And I think that's happened at this point, which is good. That was really tough. Commission of inquiry into alleged police brutality. Retracting the classification of protesters as rioters. Amnesty for arrested protesters. And dual universal suffrage, meaning for both the Legislative Council and the Chief Executive. So at the moment, only half the seats in the Legislative Council are elected by voters. The other 35 seats are functional constituencies, which is trades and business people choosing. So
those are
their five
asks.
Interesting.
Asks. Those are
pretty. They seem pretty normal because we live in America. Yeah. I think they're probably pretty profound for Asia, where things just don't function that
and where
way.
The rest of China is like hardcore communist.
Right,
those
right.
things are pretty wild.
Pretty wild.
Maybe
yeah.
one day they'll get lucky and then they can have a democratic process where they get a guy like Trump too. And that's cool.
I mean, bro, like that is the great anomaly, right? Is the fact that, you know, when you have full unfettered democracy or completely unfettered capitalism, you get a Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
And
USA,
almost
USA,
as if it's
USA.
Lose, and we're doomed.
Possibly.
I don't know, though. Or our
giant global economy is a little bit more equally weighted, and there's like an inherent accountability instead of one or two countries dominating the entire economic global sphere.
Yeah, dude. Golf claps to that.
It's tough.
Woo! Ha ha!
Yeah.
But anyway, so
Dog Boobs is walking out. We will hit a random.
This was a bit of a.
That was very Takeshi.
It was very Takeshi. Takeshing her way all the way to the bank.
She's lighting up a spliff and blowing smoke rings as she leaves the studio.
Oh my god! I just landed on the. I'm subscribing to this just because it's so fucking rad. Hotties for Trump.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Random. I just landed on, and I think this is. I can't tell if this is real or not, but I think this is real. I think this is literally like people,
like good-looking people in the crowd.
Good-looking girls who like Trump. Oh my god, this is the most beautifully dystopian thing for us to have landed on. Oh.
There it is. It's a real subreddit.
Oh,
it's got quite a bit of followership, 35,000 members.
And these are just like babes who like Trump.
Supportive babes of Trump.
Who
okay.
are like thought like fucking like oh my Christ. This is one of the wildest subs I've ever seen.
I mean,
seen.
If half the country is into Trump, you know, there's gonna be a few decent babes in there, I suppose.
Oh my god.
Pretty wild stuff.
Oh, the Lord has spoken. I love that this is what I landed on. We hit a random. That's so insane.
Yeah, they're listening to you.
Yeah, they know. They're the government's listening to us, and they're just like, listen, man.
For schneefs, dude. For schneefs.
For schneefs, indeed. What do you got over there?
What could go wrong? Interesting little sub.
Okay.
I think it's I think
what could go wrong is a
stupid
classic,
ideas
right?
and their consequences.
That's a pretty sizable one.
Yeah, it looks pretty big. 2.5 million readers. That was a rando. So let's keep going to something a little more nuanced, a little more underground, if you will. A lot of cat stuff on here. No thank you. Pass. A lot of video game. A lot of anime.
I got
a 4chan. Weird, crazy, crunk.
Man. All right. What else we got? We can do one more for in Dog Boob's honor. Pour some Laird out for Dog.
Suddenly sex offender. Whoa.
What in the world?
Let's see what this is about. 101,000 registered sex offenders.
Oh my God. Okay.
I think it's going to be about, I don't know. I'm a little worried to click around on this guy. Yeah,
so I think Reddit would have shut that down if it was actually problematic.
No, I think it's commenting. Here we go. So there's a meme. People with these cars can easily steal your girl. There's like three really nice sports cars and then like a crummy white van. I think it's doing things that are sort of sex offender-ish, but maybe not but realizing it on accident, and then like the internet memeing you for it. Yeah.
Here's a AA, I don't know what this is, AYYMD. We are a satirical PC hardware community dedicated to proving that AMD is clearly the better choice. Everyone is welcome, including non-AMD fanboys.
So in there, man.
So this is about graphics cards, I think.
So nerdy. One is very tight. It's just called Heavy Seas.
Okay.
And the sub is, the slug is just says for the sailor in you, which, you know, I used to
live, Heavy Seas. Oh, I get it.
I used to live on a ship. And man, there's just some pictures of like big fucking ocean waves hitting large ships. And it's kind of terrifying, but amazing. It sort of makes the Chinese problem seem
pedestrian,
yeah. I guess. Like, you know, hopefully Mother Nature just comes through and deals with some of these problems for us.
here's a fascinating sub. I feel like we've landed on this one before, and we've talked about maybe wanting to do it, but imaginary maps.
Huh.
And this is a subreddit for please only submit maps of fictional realms or situations, right? So this is...
How am I supposed to relate to that if it's a made-up map? Like if I'm just a schmo and you're like, this is a country I made called Chocolatesville.
Well, no, that's not really necessarily what it is. So like, so the top of this past month, or I'll go to top of the year, or top of all time rather. So top of all time, it's fixing the U.S. state's borders, right?
Oh, okay.
So, it's like changing some grid systems. If the U.S. was a civil war as complicated as Syria's, here's what the map would look like, right? So it's like speculating about real like reorganizing statehoods.
Got it.
Huh. Which is fucking rad. It's very interesting.
So it's, you know, if California's broken up into multiple states.
Kind of, yeah. Here, I'm going to send you this one right now.
Based on whose politics, I guess.
Well, I think it's a little bit more like data is beautiful vibes, where it's a little bit more just kind of quantitative and categorical.
Got it. So if you were to sort of organize it based on like some sort of political party or whatnot, belief structure. You know what's interesting is that these clusters are essentially clusters for a reason. Like people around each other tend to believe the things that other people around them believe.
Of course. But isn't that how
it makes you think whatever you think you believe is possibly handed down by the environment you grew up in, and you might not have as much choice in the matter as you think, like, which is, it's like, I don't know how thoughtful people, how much choice goes into people's decisions, or is it just an effect of where they're from and how they were raised? I don't know.
It's interesting. It's an interesting question. Wow. Fascinating. Okay, cool. Well,
Hotties for Trump.
Hotties for Trump. Hotties for Trump.
Sub of the day. Sub of the day.
So yeah. So we're going to wrap this one up. Hong Kong. I mean, fuck dude. I'm going to call this one our Hong Kong, but it's so arbitrary. Cause this is like, maybe I might not even call it that, but just for the sake of organizing this thing.
Call it our Thursday morning.
Honestly, dude. But this is, I think that we're just in such a wild time right now when it comes to the Hong Kong thing and just some of the crazy shit that's come out about it. So I know we didn't really talk in depth about like the nuances of the specific subreddit, which I think we need to get back to doing. I think this is just a little bit of an anomaly, but you know, this is important stuff. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, we're obviously not the only ones talking about it, but I think through the lens of Reddit, I think Reddit is this is kind of in a lot of ways the like frontline battleground of the conversation because of some of the interests that have caused the problems in the protests, right? So the NBA, gaming, the Tencent Reddit collaboration, right? Like all these things are South Park. Like these things are kind of at the tip of culture that I think Reddit is particularly good with.
Yeah, the insight, because I, you know, as we're talking about this stuff, I kind of go like, God, people don't want to hear about more bullshit. It's already on the news all day. It's like everyone's already fighting about politics.
Right.
But maybe the insight we can draw from this is that Reddit is sort of the open forum where people can start to sway opinion for whatever, you know, movement they're trying to create.
Right.
And that's kind of what it still is, sort of a uncensored platform, at least in America, where people can sort of get together and voice their opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
get balls rolling.
The uncensored thing is complicated because I think that Reddit is getting increasingly censored, and obviously having some stake with China, I think, is very complicated here. But regardless, it's still a place where the primary objectives of the protests are being profiled in their entirety to places here. That I don't know. It's just, it's like, you know, if you're talking about gaming and you're talking about something happening in the gaming space, there are subs that are dedicated to that and are really vocalizing this to the greater community and showing, and you know, this gets to the economic protest thing where like when Reddit goes, hey, Blizzard's fucking up, check it out. Like, I mean, remember when it happened when the EA thing, when it was the lowest downvoted thing ever, it's like, we're kind of approaching that point again. And I think it's just important to remember that. So, sorry, we didn't mean to talk about politics and news the whole time, but I think it is just important to remember what Reddit is for and why Reddit exists. And you know, for people who love Reddit and think of it as profound a resource as we do, this is part of the reason why.
Because you can still get censored pretty quickly on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube.
But even if it's not a censoring thing, it's still a community. Like the communities are not the same, and this is a means of galvanizing communities. Yeah,
there's communities and censorship on.
Yeah,
so there's really no other place you can sort of come together with people except for like maybe some worse places like the Chans of the world. But
yeah, the Chans or just
I'm not talking about Jackie Chan, dude. I'm talking about 4chan.
4chan himself. All right, so. Anyway, we're going to close this guy out. We all need to get to our respective jobs, and I'm at the grainy bottom of my Laird cup, so.
That's the power slug. Slug that thing.
Oof, I don't know about that. We'll get a lot of turmeric in my teeth right now. all right, so we'll be back next week with another episode of Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
My dog boobs and my free day.
Dog boobs.
Is it
just Takeshi?
Just
Takeshi walking out.
Awesome.
Woo! Ha ha!
Little taste of our sweet lady dog boobs. All right, catch you next time. Bye.